he was very, very upset, we'll be okay and we'll be able to perform on our next Superstars card. In the meantime, Jack Craven and Eddie Outlaw have commandeered the ring and are addressing the fans here in the Staples Center about their Black Knight situation. Apparently, Eddie Outlaw has been going on a rant about how he's going to defend his title at every show and that there was nothing Mr. Petit could do about it, stating he was going to be a fighting champion and taking a shot at former world champion Rick Righteous in his home state of California. This place is about to explode. Now, I'm not sure where Mike Cavanaugh is, but Eddie Outlaw still has a microphone, and oh, it looks like I've spoken too soon. Yes, fans, I have, because here comes the former world heavyweight champion in his street clothes.
Silence!
You know what? This place is not receiving him well. I don't blame him, you know. Mike Cavanaugh has nothing nice to say about Rick Righteous, and well, Rick Righteous is the god here in California. A lot of questions are going to be asked, and a lot of questions are going to be answered right here, right now. Will the Black Knights stay together? Will Cavanaugh retire? What the hell is going on with Jack Craven as a referee?
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck all of you. Now wait just a goddamn second, Outlaw. Yeah, stay in that fucking ring. See? I can't do it anymore. My body won't do it. My mind doesn't want to. But it's that fucking nameless piece of shit. Drop on me. It's time to get the fuck out. When I'm more of a hindrance to the Black Knights than a help, it's time to get the fuck out. When I can't even get excited about a shot of fucking obsidian anymore, it's time to get the fuck out. In other words, gentlemen, it's time to get the fuck out.
Hey guys, you're great.
Yeah, I hear y'all. There's not a lot left to say. You two, the remaining Black Knights, expect you to raise some fucking hell. Expect you assholes to keep that fucking title for a long goddamn time. Anyone takes it off your fucking waist, Eddie, expect it to be this man, Jack motherfucking Craven. Anytime it's not the two of you in the ring, I expect you to have his back, Jack. You boys know where to find me. I'll always be somewhere, but I ain't gonna be in the ring. So one last time, boys and girls, get ready, cause here it comes!
Oh my god, folks! Michael Snake Eyes Cavanaugh is walking out of the ring! And apparently he has called it quits. I wasn't alerted to this. You know, behind him, Mike Cavanaugh leaves a legacy that will never be attained and a career that most certainly will never be paralleled. Say what you will about Mike Cavanaugh, but in my opinion, the heart and soul of WWA and Mr. Petit's eWrestling.org organization is walking out of the building. First Parks, then Cavanaugh. What's next? Look at Outlaw, he's leaning over the ropes, just shaking his head. I mean, Eddie Outlaw could care less, because his ego is that big. But look at him, he's turning towards his Black Knight brother, Jack Craven. At least he's got Craven. Oh my god, what the hell was that? Jack attack on Outlaw! Jack attack on Outlaw! Jack Craven has snapped! Jack attack slam on Outlaw! And Eddie Outlaw is knocked out cold! Sliding back into the ring with a Cheshire Cat smile is Michael Snake Eyes Cavanaugh, and he's got a steel chair. No, Cavanaugh, no. Steel chair shot from hell over the champion, or I should say, Eddie Outlaw's head. Again. Cavanaugh tells Craven, lift up the bloody Outlaw, and let's finish this piece of shit once and for all.
Yeah, I lied. I told you before the fucking... There's no way we can stay Black Knights when all is said and done. I told you, there's no fucking way I'm gonna stand here and be subservient to you. I told you, there's no fucking way that that we're still brothers after this match. Eddie, at Unforgiven, you beat me. You pinned me right in the middle of this goddamn ring. You had the help of a pathetic sack of shit, yeah. But you beat me. 1, 2, 3. World Heavyweight Championship on the line. You pinned me.
Jesus Christ, superstar! Who the hell do you think you are, Kavanaugh?
Oh,
that's
yeah,
our
snake
world
bite.
Heavyweight champion! Snake fight on the mangled steel chair! And Eddie Outlaw has been crippled here inside the Staples Center! Kavanaugh is telling Craven to take his shirt off! What the hell is going on? Oh my god! Oh no! Jack Craven has his referee shirt on! Kavanaugh disrespectfully stepping on his feet, making the most arrogant cover I have ever seen! 1, 2, Jack Craven's doing! 3, I don't believe it! Jack Craven from the Eddie Outlaw! You know that he should defend the title anywhere at any time, creating the opening for this masterful plan? No wonder Jack Craven reacted the way he did to Candace Hopkins' question. Maven is putting the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship around Michael Stankai's Kavanaugh's waist for what appears to be the 12th time, and I'm hearing from the back, I don't believe this, that Mr. Machine is allowing the pinfall to count. Eddie Outlaw, who has just won the world title in Unforgiven in an over an hour hellacious battle with Michael Stankai's Kavanaugh, 2 weeks taken from that great moment, has just had the title stolen from him by the master of the mindfuck and his best friend. Finn, Jack Craven, and the new eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion for what seems to be, like I said before, an unprecedented 12 times has just left a bloodied and battered Eddie Outlaw inside the ring. Now, you have to hear Obsidian's music playing in the back as these two jackals leave the arena. But folks, I'm sorry to say the Mile High Monster will not be appearing on tonight's show. Instead, he has apparently been given the win due to the fact that Eddie Outlaw needs to be rushed to the hospital. As they cart Eddie Outlaw from the square circle in a stretcher, you can see the anger in all of the fans' eyes. They hate the Black Knight. They hate what just happened. They love Eddie Outlaw as a champion. 1 minute Outlaw is on top of the world. The next, he feels like the world is falling apart on him. It's like he's Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic. Whether or not Eddie Outlaw returns to WWA after this despicable and disgusting act, it's going to be completely up to Eddie Outlaw. Now, without a title, but with a reason to continue, will Outlaw's thirst for revenge on the Black Knight be enough to carry him back up the WWA ladder, back once again to get a shot at Michael Stankai's cabin? Man, with our co-main event canceled, we're set for our main event. The Black Knights are gone. Kavanaugh is our brand new eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. I don't believe I'm saying this again for a 12th time. I'm disgusted. Let's go to the ring with bringing out some Michael Stuffer.